The sit-to-stand lift is one of several types of mechanical lifts available to help lift clients from a sitting position. It lifts from seated position to seated position, for instance, from wheelchair to commode. It is ideal for sit-to-stand movements, performing pericare, and changing briefs as the client's buttocks are accessible.
If a client can't weight bear, or is unsteady, or unable to assist you, you need assistance to lift them. Consider also that many healthcare institutions have no lift policies. This is why a mechanical lift is such a helpful piece of equipment. It does the work for the healthcare staff. Some lifts are mechanical and others are powered, and others have different rigging for specific installations and uses. Some are plugged into walls, have batteries, or can work mechanically still if a battery fails.
A regulated health professional makes a decision involving many factors, such as client's weight, weight-bearing status, ability to follow directions, and ability to actively participate to determine the best type of lift or transfer to use on a specific client.
Once the transfer status is determined, or determined for you by institution's policies, it must be followed for your safety as well as that of your client. If you do not follow the no lift policy and you are injured, you would not be covered by WSIB.
To begin any lift or transfer, you must wear firmly soled non-slip shoes with closed toe and heels.
Pre-plan your actions. Determine the storage area of the lift you need in advance. Make sure the pathway is clear of hazards, everything is in position, and all components of the lift are in good working condition. Tell your supervisor immediately if you see any problems with the lift's operation. If there is a manual, read it.
No one understands proper body mechanics. If you understand these principles, you can avoid back injuries. The mechanical lift needs to be handled carefully so as not to injure yourself. Avoid back twists, off-balance loading, and reaching without a strong position.
Using the lift requires working with a buddy. Like any piece of equipment used as a team, you need to pay very close attention to what each partner is doing, as you can pinch fingers with moving parts or get bumped by moving parts or by the lift itself. As with any tool, a rule of thumb is if you're in doubt about what you're supposed to do, don't do it or don't use it until you seek assistance.
Hopefully, the last staff ensured that the lift's battery was sufficiently charged and the lift was left ready for use. In any case, you must be prepared to use it manually in case of power outage or malfunction. This will vary based on the model of the lift. This is why daily safety inspections and battery charging or charging at regular intervals is so necessary.
When you are finished with the lift, make sure you have placed the lift on charge if required and properly stored it for the next operation. The main thing is that both you and your client are safe. Let's do our tool safe review.
Know your institution's policies and evaluate the need for the type of mechanical lift required. Be aware of your body mechanics to avoid back injuries. Watch for pinch points for both you and your client. Remember that they often can't control their movement at all. Be aware of you and your partner's motions to avoid problems with pinching or twisting. Inspect your equipment beforehand. Make sure everything is operational and the battery is charged.